I'm James Stewart, and this is Timeline from VPR Classical. Early 19th century Italian opera was dominated by the works of the three E's, Bellini, Donizetti, and Rossini. But if there is one composer whose work stands on par with Mozart and Wagner in the operatic repertoire, it's Giuseppe Verdi. Verdi had an innate flair for the dramatic, which aided him in the creation of his works, but also serves to obscure some of the details of his life. For instance, he liked to claim that he came from poverty and that he was completely self-taught. However, the evidence shows that there is a long list of supporters and teachers that helped to shape Verdi into the musical and political figure we know today. First, it was the people of his hometown, the village Roncalè near Busseto. They recognized his musical talents when he was very young. He was three when he began to take lessons, and shortly after, he was given a spinet with which to practice and compose. This instrument became his prized possession. He took it with him everywhere he went throughout his long life. It even followed his body to the house of rest in Milan when he passed away. Verdi married young, had two children, and some success with his first opera, Oberto. Then came a year of tragedy. In 1840, he lost his son, his daughter, and his wife. To add insult to injury, his second opera, Un Giorno di Regno, was an abysmal failure. Verdi slipped into a deep depression and vowed to never compose again. Until a friend convinced him to write one more operatic work, which became Nabucco. This stunning success was the springboard that Verdi's career needed. Verdi later wrote, "This is the opera with which my artistic career really begins. And though I had many difficulties to fight against, it is certain that Nabucco was born under a lucky star." The work was performed in opera houses across Europe and made Verdi quite famous. Over the next 16 years, he composed 20 original operas. A shrewd businessman, Verdi was constantly raising his commission fees according to his popularity and began investing his wealth in land and property, securing his future. Verdi's operas, including Rigoletto, La Traviata, and Aida, have become some of the most frequently performed works in opera houses around the world. Perhaps because of this fame and popularity, the musical establishment did not consider Verdi's work worthy of serious academic study. This is until the Verdi Renaissance began in Germany in the 1920s and 30s. Today, he has been called one of the greatest and most popular opera composers of the 19th century. Find out more about Giuseppe Verdi and follow the timeline at vpr.net/classical.